Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, February 23rd, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. But before we begin our call, I want to remind everyone that the month end is coming up this week, so make sure that your Players Club points are into corporate no later than 2 p.m. Central Standard Time this Friday. All online recruits need to be placed manually using the placing utility on your back office if they come on board Thursday or Friday of this week in order to count for this month. Those of you running for executive director need to get, well, listen to me, more than 75 counters just in case something doesn't process. There's nothing worse than ending the month with 73 or 74 when you thought you had exactly 75 because a credit card didn't process or what. So make sure and have just a couple more to make sure that it does process. I also want to remind everyone that the Oklahoma City Convention is now just 23 days away. If you have extra tickets or need tickets or a ride or if you need a roommate, you can post your request on our More Success Team website by clicking on the exchange forum. It's listed on the front page of our website. That's a new tool that we put up last week, and we've already had several people that were looking for tickets or they had extra tickets for sale. You can post those there, or if you need a ride or a roommate, it is a great way to help our associates out. Also, if you haven't registered for our More Success Team breakout session on Sunday, March the 22nd, click on the registration link on our website. There's going to be lots of recognition. You'll be leaving our breakout session with a recap of the convention so you can take everything back to your team so that you can really explode your business. Now, it is my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He and his wife are Millionaire Club members. They're $200,000 per year income earners, Platinum 2 executive directors. He's built a team of over 45,000 associates from all over North America, including all four of his brothers and one sister, who have all had phenomenal success in prepaid legal. He's truly building a legacy that will last for generations, much like our More Success Team has done. It is my honor to introduce Mr. Jeff Hughes from Fort Worth, Texas. Jeff, are you on?
I am.
Great to have you on tonight, Jeff. I really do appreciate it. You know, we have guest speakers from all over North America, the best of the best in prepaid. We definitely put you right up there with everybody that we've had in the past, and we just wanted to spotlight you tonight. We know that you help out on the calls weekly, you know, nearly every Monday night. You have something to say if you're not traveling, but we want to especially spotlight you tonight, Jeff, because you're doing such a phenomenal job, and we do appreciate what you have brought to our team.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to speak on the call. Glad to be on to help whenever, but what a special honor to be able to speak to the whole More Success Team and give a little payback to, you know, all the service that's rendered to me and my team by the More Success Team leaders all over this country. So I really appreciate you having me on this evening. And I guess if it's all right, I'd kind of give a little bit of background. I know some people know our story, but there's a lot of new people on the team, and I think it's one of the best stories in prepaid, not because I think I'm so great, but what happened to Cindy and I. My wife Cindy and I, we've been married for a long time. We've been together since we were 16 years old, so we've been together a long, long time, married for a long time. We have four kids, two of them grown, two of them about to be grown. We've had a great life. Cindy's a stay-at-home mom since we first got married, which is a tough thing to do if you've got a real job, you know, that really pays money. And I didn't even have that. I was a shoe salesman. And we always were struggling financially. It was very tough to provide for six people on a shoe salesman's salary. And so for years, I mean, we looked at doing extra, you know, things to make money on the side or whatever, and it just was a tough thing. And I knew I wanted to own my own business, but the problem was I'm not connected. My family are not wealthy people, and they don't have powerful connections, so I didn't have the ability to network with other, you know, wealthy business owners to be able to get into business. I didn't have any money myself to invest in a traditional business or a franchise. I had a full-time job. My wife didn't work outside the home, so I couldn't quit and go back to school to upgrade my skill set to be able to get into a different type of career other than retail sales. I was really in a tough situation. I was basically hopeless as far as improving my family situation. It's really a hard place. I mean, I had a good marriage, a good family life, but it's really, those of you that have financial struggles, you know what a great it can be against you. It's just like, you know, this grinding every day. They call it grinding poverty. And you know, those of you that have had experienced that, you know what that grind is talking about. And to have it go on for literally almost, you know, 2 decades of never getting better and always having to put on a good face. And, of course, I worked at a very wealthy store, very expensive shoes. And so I had to dress a part of a successful person when I didn't even have money for, you know, to buy groceries for my kids. And so Cindy and I decided that this was crazy. We had to find a different way to make a living. And, again, I couldn't go back to school, so I thought what we need to do is we need to find a business, some kind of a business that I can work while I'm off from my full-time job that can grow over time, that can get me out of this job. That's what I was looking for, and I didn't want a business where you had to buy inventory, because I know what that's like to have to buy inventory, stock it, resell it, you know, clear it out. I'm working in retail, that's you just constantly churning inventory. I didn't want to do that. And of course, that eliminated almost every network marketing company, and not that I would feel comfortable doing most of them. I wouldn't say I'd never do one, but they have that same problem, having to buy inventory to resell to friends and family. And my wife was in Mary Kay for a little while, and I didn't know how makeup worked, but one time she left her sample case in the trunk of the car on a hot summer, Texas summer day, and that stuff melts, you know. So I was like, I don't want to buy a bunch of stuff that's going to go bad or melt. And so we looked for 3 years, and when you're looking for a legitimate, part-time, home-based, no-inventory business, there's not a lot of them out there. I never found one until I was taken to lunch by one of my shoe customers, Miss Judy Garten, who I'd known for 10 years. She was a great customer, had become a good friend. I called her Jumpin' Judy because she was always in a good mood, laughing and joking, and just a pleasant soul to be around. And she came in one day, and a lot of people don't know this story, Randy, but I had a headache the day that she came in, and she goes, "What's wrong? You look like something's wrong." And I said, "Oh, I've got a really bad headache." She goes, "Oh, I have something for that." So she pulls out this little pouch, and it looked like, I thought she's a witch doctor. She had little vials in there. I didn't know what it was. And then she took one out, had an M on the top, and she said, "This is for migraines. This is essential oils, and it's for migraines, and it'll help with your headache." So she put a little drop of migraine oil on my temples, both sides of my temples, and on the back of my neck at the top of my spine where your spine meets your head. Rubbed that in there, and she just looked at me for a second, and she said, "Does that feel better?" And I said, "Well, it's burning. I guess it's distracting from my headache because it's burning like crazy." And she goes, "Oh, yeah, it has peppermint oil, and it does burn a little bit." I was like, "Who is this woman?" And she said, "Hey, I want to take you to lunch. I want to show you what I'm doing. I started something, and I want to show you what I'm doing. Why don't you come in and have lunch with me?" And I just heard free food. I was broke, and we didn't have money for groceries, and I figured that was one meal that I didn't have to eat out of my household. So I was willing to go have lunch with her. We walked across the parking lot to this nice restaurant near the store where I worked, and we had a really nice lunch, and she took me through. I thought she was going to try to recruit me into a multi-level marketing oil company. I thought that's what she was. I thought that's why she had that sample pouch. So I knew enough about network marketing to realize that, you know, you would sample your wares on people and then you try to get them to buy it. So I'm sitting there and I'm just eating my grub and I'm expecting at some point she's going to pull out a little sample kit and try to get me to, you know, spend $500 to buy a supply of oil and then go out and start anointing all my friends and family with oil. And she pulled out a prepaid legal placemat brochure, you know, just a basic product membership brochure. She laid it out flat on the table. And she just pointed at each of the sections and read what it said, told me a couple stories, asked a few questions. And when it was over, I said, "Judy, I'm probably going to get this. We could have used this." And she said, "Jeff, of course you're going to get it." She said, "Everybody will have this someday." She goes, "You need to think about marketing this. I think you'd be great at this. Everybody likes you. You know, you're a nice guy." Anyway, she buttered me up. And so I went back to the store. I was feeling pretty good about myself. I thought, you know what, this is very interesting, and, you know, I probably wouldn't do the business. You know, I'm thinking this couldn't be the business I'm looking for, which I think is funny because I don't know why I didn't think it would be a good business. In fact, I told her at the lunch, I said, "There's two things you need to know before I do anything with anything like this." I said, "I'm not going to weekly meetings because I don't have time for them. and I'm not going to those big rah-rah conventions because I hate those things. And Judy said, oh, no, you don't have to. That's fine. Of course, once I got in prepaid, she said, oh, no, you'll need to come every week, and, oh, go buy a suit. I mean, she totally suckered me on that deal. But I was finding all the reasons not to do prepaid legal. But I was feeling pretty good. I got my tummy full. My head was swollen because she gave me all those nice compliments, and I thought I was probably going to buy a membership, which would help Cindy and I, you know, as we maneuvered through life. And when I walked back in the store, the manager took me in the back and yelled at me for leaving the store. Said he got busy. The owner had to come out. She wasn't happy. And I needed to eat in the back from now on so they could call me out. And it really made me mad. I was furious because I wasn't making any money. I felt like I was working for free anyway. And Judy had forgotten something, came back to pick it up later that afternoon. And I went out to tell her what had happened to me when I got back. And I was so mad, I was almost crying. And she said, Jeff, please, 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 just come with me to the business briefing and check it out. This may not be for you, but it may be. You need to come and see. And she made a very wise decision in that she said, you need to bring your wife because she needs to see this too. And why don't you ride with me? That way I can make sure that you get there and you get home without getting lost, because it was a long way away to the meeting. And so I went home and told Cindy about what had happened and how mad I was. And she knew how unhappy I was at work. And so she agreed to go. And having to go to Dallas from Fort Worth, she wasn't happy about that. She wasn't happy about having to leave her kids at home with the babysitter, because our kids were little at the time, and she sure wasn't happy about getting into somebody else's car. She hates ever having to ride with anybody. If somebody has to ride with us, that's okay, but she did not like getting anybody else's car. But it was a lot of strikes against it. I was kind of scared. She'd been talking to me the whole way over. I thought, oh, my gosh, she's mad at me. She didn't want to come. And we went to the meeting, and Judy sat us on the front row, and the presenter proceeded to start telling us about prepaid legal. And I was fully prepared to say no when I went to that meeting. I thought, I'll just buy the membership, but I'm not going to do this business. This can't be what I'm looking for. And, of course, I'm scared of my wife, and I'm thinking she's not going to let me do it even if I want to do it. And when the meeting was over, he just did a great job. I thought it was a very credible presentation. It wasn't wow, you know, it wasn't a wowee presentation, but it was certainly credible. And when it was over, I just looked at Cindy and I said, well, can we at least buy the membership? And Cindy looked at me like I was crazy and said, look, if you don't do this business, I will. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is better than I thought it was. I mean, if Cindy's, you know, basically a hermit, if she's willing to go out and share this story, it must really be a good story. And so when the meeting was over, Judy came up, sat next to us, and she said, you know, do you have any questions that I can answer for you? And I said, no, I think I know what I need to know. And I wasn't going to tell her that I was excited. My heart was beating fast and my chest bouncing around because I thought, I'm going to get out of the shoe business. You know, finally, after all these years of looking, I found something that I can do, that I want to do, that I believe in doing. But I made a little mistake right after that because I said, no. She goes, she asked me something else, and I said, well, Judy, before I do anything, I want to go and talk to my brothers. I've got three brothers in town. Two of them are in college, and one of them is looking for something. And I said, I really want to go and talk to them, because if I'm going to do this, I want them to do it with me, and I want to ask their opinion first. And Judy looked at me and said, no. She said, you know just enough at this point to screw this up. She goes, you need to show them a video. And so she ran out to the tool table and picked up, it was called Now Is the Time, which today would be called Make a Change, basically the same video. And she brought that back in, which is a little 15-minute video, and she said, take this home and show it to the brothers that you're talking about. Because if they're interested, invite them to come back here next week. If they decide they want to get started, we'll fill their paperwork out at that time. And I thought, well, I can do that. I mean, that seems pretty easy. Show the video, invite to come back. If they come with me, they're going to help me fill out the paperwork, because I was intimidated by the forms. I wasn't sure if I could even fill them out. So we went home that night. We talked to our brothers. We were going to have a mastermind with them anyway, and went over and had pizza with them. And when the pizza party was over and the mastermind was complete, we waited till that was over. Cindy pulled out the video and said, we've got something we want to show you. It takes about 15 minutes, and you may or may not be interested. I don't know. Judy must have coached her on that, because I don't know where she learned how to say that. Of course, that's Dave Savola's line. But Cindy actually used almost verbatim Dave Savola's line, so I'm assuming that Judy coached her on the way home. And we put it in. Of course, my brothers knew it was some kind of a network marketing company. They'd been exposed to the industry before, and I don't think they were paying much attention. I think they were pretty suspicious. And but it, about the end, now I don't know, about 10 minutes through, all of a sudden they perked up, and by the time it was over, they looked at us and said, wow. They go, we're in. I go, we're in if you're in. And I had to tell them I wasn't in yet. I said, but I can get in, you know. But we went back to the briefing the next week, invited them to come back. I said, no, the next step is, I mean, if you want to do this, you'll need to come to the briefing in Dallas. So we went back to the briefing, and when the meeting was over, it was funny because my brothers were talking about who they were going to talk to. You know, Chris, I'm going to go talk to my roommate, Dwayne, and I'm going to go talk to, you know, my girlfriend. I'm going to talk to this person, talk to that person. Dave said, I've got some people I want to talk to. And so that's my brother Dave, speak of the devil. We told him, no, if you talk to people, you'll screw it up. That's what Judy told me. I said, let me go get you a video. So I went and bought David, Mike, and Chris each a video to take home. Chris took his home, showed it to his roommates, and they ran around and showed it to some other people. Dave went home and showed it to his and then Mike went and showed it to some of their friends. And the next week at the business briefing, I had 9 guests on my team at that business briefing, my third meet briefing that I went to. And when that meeting was over, most of those people agreed to sign up. So, man, my brothers and I, we went out, we got videos for each of those people and brought it back in. And this is the training that we gave. We said, you know, make a list, take this home, show it to the people that you know. If they're interested, bring it back here the next week. Well, the next week, we actually took over the briefing. We were like 3 out of 4 people in the room were in my downline or my friends in my downline. And we actually then broke away from the Dallas briefing and started our own briefing in Fort Worth, so we didn't have to drive so far. It was about an hour to drive to the briefing. And we just continued to do that. We would invite people to come to the briefing after they'd watched the video presentation. So that when they came to the briefing, they knew what they were coming to. When the briefing was over, they usually agreed to sign up. We found that almost 90% of the people that we invited to the briefing signed up at the briefing if they'd watched the video first. So we never wanted people to bring somebody to the meeting without watching it first. We felt like that was the first step, was to, you know, make an appointment, go by and show the video, and then not have any pressure to sign them up right then, just tell people, hey, the next step is come and see the big picture. Come and check it out, meet some of the leaders, and they would invite them to come to the briefing. And then we would take those new people that signed up at the briefing, and not all of them did, but some, you know, most of them would. We'd go out and get them tools and do that same training again. Take it home, show it to the people that you know, the ones that are interested, bring them back here next week, and we'll help you sign them up. And that's literally how the Hughes Brothers team started. We started here in Fort Worth. It was just the four brothers. Tony wasn't in the business yet. Tony started several months after we did. Very successful in another company. And wasn't really interested in working prepaid legal, but eventually that company left him, and he got interested and wanted to know if we were really making any money. I think we lied to him that we were. But sorry the phone's clicked for that cutting out there. But, it just went like that. And it starts slow. I think for a lot of people, they think that we started off and just, you know, had this huge team right off the bat. It took us forever, you know, to get 40 people on our team. I think it was months before we, you know, when you print your downline report off, it took forever to get one page filled up completely. And then I remember it about half the time that it took to get one page, we got 2 pages. And then we got to 4 pages, and the half the time we got to 2. And you could just see how the compounding effect kicks in. And what we were doing, I don't think was super effective. I mean, those guy in Texas here, Phil Ernest, who's a big group marketer, and that guy, he's sold like, I don't know, 15,000 memberships since he's been in prepaid legal. He's very effective, but he's not very duplicatable. There's only one guy like that in the state of Texas. He's a very, very successful, very highly skilled salesperson. But my team, you know, who are not skilled salespeople at all, probably miss more sales than they've ever closed because we're not very good salespeople. Our team has written over 300,000 memberships. So, you know, 15,000 memberships for one person is incredible. It's unheard of. It's extraordinary. But you think about a guy that was a shoe salesman who didn't know how to do anything like this, had never sold anything other than retail products, you know, in his store. This team, in the same period of time, has sold almost 300 or over 300,000 memberships. So it's the idea that, yeah, it may not be very effective. Maybe what we did, you know, caused a lot of people not to sign up for prepaid. Maybe a lot of people didn't get a good exposure, and we blew it. We said the wrong things or whatever. But what we were doing, maybe not super effective, but definitely super duplicatable. And that's kind of been my motto since I've got in prepaid legal, is if it doesn't duplicate, don't do it. If it doesn't duplicate, don't teach it. If it doesn't duplicate, don't talk about it. There's a lot of things that you can do in prepaid legal to make money. You can do small business sales, and you can do group marketing, and you can do, working with insurance agents, ELP, and all these different little niches within prepaid legal that you can work and effectively make money. I mean, you can make sales, you can make money. There's nothing wrong with that. But as far as does it duplicate, not very well, not exponentially like the part-time opportunity does. So as far as what does our team do, We do all everything. I mean, we don't turn any business away, but what do we talk about? What do we promote? What do we recognize? It's the part-time opportunity of these people who, just like me, need to make some extra money. Their job's not doing it. They want something they could do part-time to make some real income. And that's because that's what we focus on, and that's a story that we tell over and over. We recognize the people that are successful doing that. Our team has kind of taken that on as a vision. And I look at other teams in Texas that I think are better salespeople than my team. I don't think there's any question. They're better than me. I think they're probably more professional as far as they look better in a suit and probably are more socially appropriate, because I think I'm pretty much inappropriate at all times and all places. My wife is always embarrassed when she has to go in public with me because I always say something that she regrets. So, you know, they're probably better than me in a lot of things, but my team's bigger than theirs by, you know, an incredibly large factor, and we've marketed a lot more memberships than they have, and I think we've had a lot more fun than they have. And so as I talk to people as I travel around the country, you know, I never discourage anybody from doing whatever they're good at. If they're good at those different things, I think that's great. But I encourage them, no matter what they do, to sell the dream to the part-time associate that you can do this part-time, you can make a house payment, you can pay off your debts. You know, for most associates, pre-legal never becomes a full-time vocation. It's a part-time deal for them. And we forget how important $500 a month is to the average family. You know, Cindy and I were making $2,000, $2,500 a month. $500 a month to us extra was crazy money. I would have $1,000 in shoes to earn $500, and I didn't sell $5,000 in shoes sometimes in a week. So I'd have to work a week. 40 hours to make $500, and yet I was able to make $500 a month from my very first month at Prepaid Legal. I've never made less. Even when I was very part-time, I've never made less than my house payment. My house payment before we moved in this house was $560 a month, and the idea that you can make a house payment part-time is a pretty sexy story. You can attract a lot of people, the idea of working part-time making your house payment. And I think that's why we were able to attract a lot of people. Not that Cindy and I made a lot of money to begin with, because we didn't. I wasn't making really big money until the end of my first year, what I consider big money, you know, $5,000, $6,000 a month. But to make $700, $800, $1,000 a month in my circle of influence, the people that I hung around with, that was good money part-time. And I was able to attract some of those people. And what happened to us, I mean, how we were able to start making full-time income is we had a lot of people on our, not a lot, we had a pretty good number of people on our team that were making significant part-time incomes. When you get people making $500 a month on a part-time basis, they don't quit and they continue to stay in the game, they continue to produce. Well, you've got 10, 15, 20 people on your team making $500 a month, you're making $5,000 a month. I mean, that's what happened to us. We just all of a sudden started becoming an executive director, and it was by our team. We didn't do it through group sales. Our team pushes to executive. And when we became executive directors, we started making executive director bonuses, which greatly increased our income. And by the end of our first year, I think my 11th month is the first month that we broke $10,000 a month. And then at 18 months, our team had grown to about 1,000 people, and we were making over $21,000 a month, you know, our 18 months in the business. And you got to understand, I only made $32,000. My shoes, I think my biggest year ever selling shoes was maybe $38,000. So to make, you know, $56,000 my first year part-time with Prepaid Legal was just crazy. I mean, my first calendar year in 2000, so I started in September, October of 1999. So from January to January of 2000, my first calendar year, $56,000. And that same year made $32,000 full-time selling shoes. $32,000 is not very much. $56,000 is not a whole lot more, but you add them together, we made almost $100,000 our first year working part-time with prepaid and full-time in the shoe business. And then I was able to quit my job. And the second year, 2001, we made $106,000, and it just continued to go up. And we actually earned $1 million in our first 7 years with Prepaid Legal. And I calculated the shoe store, I would have had to work 40 years to make $1 million. And you know what's sad, Randy, is I went by my old shoe store the other day. It's been 20 years. It'll be 20 years this summer that I went to work for the Eisenman family in Fort Worth. And almost everybody I went to work with 20 years ago is still working in that store. And almost everybody I worked with 10 years ago when I started with Prepaid Legal is still in that store. Those people are going to continue to work and sell shoes for the rest of life. And because I took a chance and did prepaid legal part-time when it was inconvenient, but I really wanted it to happen, we've been able to completely change our stars. I mean, we've become millionaires with prepaid legal. We have a quality of life I couldn't even imagine back then. I mean, it's truly a miracle in my life. And as I look and see what happened to my family, the brothers that I brought into business have gone into great success with prepaid legal. Tony also joined our team. My sister Rebecca joined our team. And every one of the siblings, or six Hughes brothers, or six kids in the Hughes family, five boys and a girl, all of us is qualified as executive directors. I don't think there's another story in prepaid legal where all the siblings like that, six of six, have achieved that top level. When you look at the More Success team or the More family with their three generations of ring earners, and there's all being in the same organization, I think the Hughes More dynasty that we're, the story that we've got here is incredible. I mean, anybody that's on these teams can point to these stories and say, look, it's happened for these families. Look what's happened to the Moores. Generation after generation after generation working in this business have become, you know, millionaires and six-figure ring earners and you know, incredible success. And then look at this one family, the Hughes family, all six of the kids in this family have all achieved, you know, great success with prepaid legal. So incredible stories. But I hope that everybody realizes it's not a personality cult. The Moores didn't do it because of their personality. The Hughes didn't do it because of their personality. We didn't do it because we were born under the right stars. We didn't do it because we're well connected. We didn't do it because we had experience in this industry. We didn't do it because we came in from network marketing, brought teams over. We didn't do it because our daddies were rich and bought us a downline. We just worked. We just went and worked the system, and we continue to work it when other people quit. You know, when other people said this is harder than they said it was, we just continue to do the deal and do the deal and do the deal. And eventually you get what they call lucky. You know, everybody else around you goes, wow, those people are so lucky. They sure got in at the right time. And what I found out is in this business, luck is nothing more than hard work. You just stay persistent, just keep doing the deal. So I would tell everybody on the call tonight, wherever you're at, if you don't think you're where you ought to be, just keep working. Because your day is coming. The opportunity is too great, not for everybody, that everybody who wants to be successful can be successful in this business. There's no question in my mind that if you want it bad enough and you're willing to pay the price, and the price is not tremendous, it's significant, but it's not outlandish, you'll have to work, you'll have to overcome, you'll have to struggle, but it's all within measure and it's all doable day by day. Eventually it's going to happen for you. You're going to get the right people on your team. You're going to do the right things in the right order. You're going to get them, and then your friends and family will call you lucky. But, Mr. Moore, I hope that helps. I hope that, you know, we don't distract anybody with our story. I just think it's a great story because it's what the story that we tell at the business briefing, that you can come into prepaid legal part-time, that experience doesn't matter, education doesn't matter, family connections don't matter. Just bring us what you've got. We'll teach you the rest. Do what we say, you know, do what we teach, and don't stop doing it until you have success. And that's literally what we did, and that's how we built our business. And so grateful that Judy took me to lunch back in September of 1999.
Well, we're so grateful she did.
Yeah.
I really am. Jeff, I want to tell you so much how much we appreciate you. And we just got about 2 minutes before the call ends here. But why don't you just tell everyone the importance of the upcoming convention real quick.
Well, hopefully everybody's had the opportunity to buy your tickets. But I'll tell you, if you haven't bought them, don't worry. You can buy them at the door. They'll have plenty. And if you don't, here's what I'll tell you, is just kind of stay in touch with the Moore team, because invariably the Moore team is so large that there's people that get sick or have family emergencies that can't go, and they'll turn their tickets back in usually through Pokey, and we'll kind of coordinate that through the team. But I would just tell anybody, the fact that you haven't bought a ticket doesn't mean you can't go to the convention. Just make the decision to go, and we will make sure that you get a ticket. I think they're $150, $155 right now, but we might even be able to do better than that if somebody turns one of their tickets in. Maybe we'll get you one for $100, $125. But go, because it'll make you. If Cindy and I hadn't gone, we wouldn't have ever been successful in prepaid. What I think we saw at convention, Randy, this sounds kind of bad, but it's the truth. It's what was going on in my brain. I'm thinking, if those people can do it, I can do it. Because I'm thinking, they are older than me. They are uglier than me. They are slower than me. They're from a small rural town. I'm from a big city. So I'm not that I'm arrogant, but you know what I'm thinking? If they can do it, I can do it. And that's what convention does for you. You meet so many people you see that are having success that don't have the skill set that you've got, don't have the connections that you've got, and yet they've been incredibly successful. And you get to hang around people that are very successful, that, you know, who you would want to emulate. So, you know, I always tell people, hang out in the hall. Don't go to bed at night, because you'll run into Dave Savola or, you know, some of these big shots, Ken Moore, and they talk to you. They're so nice at convention. They'll stop and talk with you and answer your questions and sign your book. So go. And then, of course, the Moore family, those of you that have never been to a Moore Success Team breakout, you got to go, because you just can't believe how much the Moores love us and how much they dote on us and treat us like, you know, we're royalty or something, and the beautiful awards that they buy for us. So if you haven't registered for the Moore Success Team breakout, if you'll go to Moore Success, is it MooreSuccessTeam.com, Randy?
Yes.
Yeah, www.MooreSuccessTeam.com. You can register on that website. Go ahead and do it tonight while you're thinking about it, and plan on coming to that. And, of course, the executive directors, I think, Randy, my favorite part of it is the Rising Star Award, and that's where the executive directors on the Moore team get to nominate a person in their organization that they feel like deserves to be spotlighted as a rising star, and it always ends up being an emotional and, I think, the highlight of the whole event. And I think the Moore Success Team breakout, to me, is the highlight of the convention. I love going to that. I love convention, but I love even more going to Moore team. And I think that's because the Moore team started as a family, and it still has that family feel. I mean, it's not, you're not in their downline. You are in the Moore family. They treat you like family, and I love that.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate that very much. And, of course, everybody on the line that comes, you'll get to hear Mr. Jeff Hughes, Mr. Tony Hughes. They always do a convention recap right at the end of the breakout session. They do a phenomenal job. Tony puts together a wonderful PowerPoint so we can bring up all the highlights of the convention, so everybody sort of has marching orders when they leave that event. Also, I don't want to be remiss if you come on Thursday, Mr. Tony has a special recruiting boot camp. And I think Tony does a wonderful job, one of the best trainers within Prepaid Legal. You can go to his directorteam.com website if you'd like to sign up for his recruiting boot camp. If you're wanting to know how to recruit, and if you're maybe you're lacking in that area, all you've got to do is attend his boot camp, and I guarantee you when you leave there, you'll be well prepared to go out after you leave the convention to help you with your recruiting efforts. So, again, I want to thank you, Mr. Jeff Hughes. I want to thank your entire Hughes Brothers family for being part of the Moore Success Team. We appreciate your leadership. We appreciate your friendship. We just appreciate everything about you, always being able to help out whenever asked. You know, that's what one thing that you do in this business. It's a great business, but the relationships that you build is worth more than the money.
I agree.
I say that every time I talk, anytime I do a training, I always tell, you know, the relationships that you build, it's worth more than money to you in this business, and I think we've built some great relationships over the years, and, of course, you're at the top of that list. So we appreciate you very much. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be our guest speaker tonight. I think you do as well as anybody in the business, and I'm proud to say that you're part of our Moore Success Team. So thank you, and Cindy and your family, for all that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mr. Hughes. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and end the call. We appreciate each and every one of you. Make sure and get all your membership applications in this week for your Players Club points. If you're running for ED again, make sure and get those in, because this is the end of the month, and you don't want to be caught short. So with that, God bless everyone, and we'll see you next Monday night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.